Hello, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM, and HD, here when you need us. I'm Karen Morris.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And today we're talking to Aaron Wright, the artist behind the exhibit titled Asylum, now at the Amelia Center Gallery on the campus of Gulf Coast State College.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. How did you begin as an artist?
You know, that's an interesting question because I don't know if there's an exact start date to that. When I was young, my parents, who aren't particularly artistic, saw that I enjoyed doing art, and so they just went to the art store and started buying supplies for me. I have to give them a lot of credit for that because I've dealt with a lot of students who whose parents bring them to the university, and the student really wants to study art, and the parents are kind of, what is this going to mean for my child's career and all that? But my parents were all in. It's like, this is what you're interested in. We're going to support it, regardless of whether we understand it or not. And from that point, I took all the drawing classes I could all through high school. I can't say that my art program in high school was particularly good, but the professor there, or the instructor, I should say, when I asked him about an art career, he recommended graphic design. And I had no idea what graphic design was at the time, but I decided to pursue that. And that's what I went to the university for.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
So who are some of your inspirations?
You know, when I first got to that art program at Colorado State University, I met my eventual mentor, Phil Risbeck, and he created the first, he and John Sorby and Bob Kuntz there at Colorado State created the first international biennial poster exhibition in the United States. And I was there when they did that, and that was a huge inspiration for me. I went into that poster show, and it literally changed my life. It's weird to think of those moments, you know, like the day I met my wife. I woke up that morning having no idea that my life was going to change that day. The same kind of thing happened when I walked into that exhibition. I had no idea that my life was going to change that day. I saw these posters, and they were from an international array of artists. And this is back in 1979. So this is back before the fall of the Berlin Wall, back during the time of the Iron Curtain. And they had all these posters from on the other side of the Iron Curtain, and specifically from Poland. And I saw these posters that, you know, ostensibly it could have been a poster about Macbeth. But it was also this kind of subtle information or whatever about, you know, authoritarianism or something else that they were dealing with in those Eastern Bloc countries at the time. And just the power of those posters just floored me. From that moment on, I wanted to be a poster designer. Other inspirations, other graphic designers, Shigeo Fukuda from Japan, amazing graphic designer and artist. He does sculptures, or did sculptures. He passed away a few years ago. The artists like A.M. Cassandra, who did these monumental posters, Art Deco posters for travel posters. Let's see, even Alphonse Mucha, who did the famous J.O.B. Cigarette campaign back in the Art Nouveau days. Those kind of really highly stylized graphics really had an impact on me, and something I still aspire to today.
Oh, I love that. That is so awesome. And when you're creating your pieces, you know, when you're in that creative process, you know, how long does it take you to usually, you know, brainstorm and work on a piece?
Well, that's interesting because every one of them is different. There are times when, for instance, there I was invited to participate in an exhibition it's in Korea. Is that right? Yes, it's in Korea right now. And I initially didn't think I had time to do a new poster for that exhibition because of time span and my travel schedule and all that. But I just had a great idea, and I was able to sit down and, you know, even with a great idea, any really good artist will go back and keep working on it, working on it, working on it. So it, I initially had a terrific idea and was able to get it done probably within a week. And that's a pretty quick turnaround for me. But I actually, Pavel Amarin, who organized a show down at Gulf Coast College, Gulf Coast State College, asked me that question once at a artist presentation. And I mentioned, and it wasn't really flippant in the way I said this, but, you know, it took me a week and 30 years because everything builds up to that point. With my own students, I see them get frustrated that they can't, that the ideas don't just come to them and they can't just crank things out. And a lot of that's because it's like any other practice. You get better at it the more you do it. And,
exactly.
So sometimes the posters that I have that seem the simplest on their surface are the ones that took me the longest to create. So it's a mixed bag. But a week is about the shortest turnaround that I have ever created a poster.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here on The Mix, but when we come back later, we're going to be talking about the artistic style and some of the pieces that Aaron has created on The Mix.